How has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 57 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads. Jennings reputation.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results. And all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow! They made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you, and everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine, and that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. JakesMintChew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Yes, tonight.
Bears lose to the Broncos. Get a full recap of the game. Plus, we'll take a look at what the Bears' chances are when they take on the Packers on Thanksgiving night on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
It is 2 o'clock and from the Score Update Studios, I'm Matt Rodewald with this scoreboard update. The Bears making a rather significant move today with Jimmy Clausen cut by the Bears and David Fales, your new backup quarterback.
I mean, he played in one game. Like a big part of our roster, we're looking at young guys. We'll look for a practice squad guy to bring in for the practice squad as we move forward. That's not been done at this point.
Interest picking up in Fales, and so they wanted to keep him. That means Jimmy Clausen had to go. The Bears now 4-6, and a short week ahead for John Fox and company. They'll be in Green Bay Thanksgiving night. A nice day for Brock Osweiler yesterday for the Broncos against the Bears, and so he's going to get a second start for the Broncos next week against the Patriots. Bulls and Hawks both have the days off, and the Bulls will be in Portland Tuesday. Hawks are in San Jose on Wednesday. By the way, Derrick Rose practiced in full today. He's on track to start tomorrow night. Aaron Brooks and Mike Dunleavy still not ready to return just yet. College Hoops, Illinois playing host to Chicago State down in Springfield. We'll have that one for you at 6:30. It'll be followed by Monday Night Football, joined in progress for the Bills and the Patriots. North Carolina falls from the top spot all the way to 9th in the rankings, and the Tar Heels get Northwestern tonight in Kansas City. And going on right now, DePaul leading Norfolk State. They're in the second half at the moment. They're midway through the second half. Get you score in a little bit. And Maui Classic underway as well. St. John's trailing number 19, Vanderbilt, 30-7. That's midway through the first half. Indiana a little bit later on. Dave Roberts expected to be named your manager of the Dodgers. Scoreboard update brought to you in part by the CBS Chicago in a Day of Giving. Coming up, help victims of home fires and other disasters in your neighborhood on Tuesday or wherever it's needed most. Donate to the Red Cross Disaster Relief and show your support. CBS Chicago cares. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs, new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
It's football. I mean, you tell somebody to put a helmet on and run head first into another speeding object just like that. Who does that for a living, let alone for fun? It's insanity.
Matt Bowen.
Laid out by Matt Bowen.
7-year NFL veteran.
It's a cruel world in the NFL.
Taking you inside the game.
We'll be in the backyard. We'll have 30-pack of Busch Light. You got to come by and check it out once. Cheers.
I kind of want to, actually. I might bring a bottle of wine, but...
You're not coming to the backyard with a bottle of wine. I'll tell you that right now.
Matt Bowen.
You play this game for the wrong reasons.
it gets dangerous real fast.
Matt Bowen with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 203 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. It's Monday, it's 2 o'clock, and our guy is here.
On Twitter, you find him at MattBowen41, and you find him now on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. He is widely read, widely respected, even still, I think, as a football coach. I'm not so sure.
No, that's over.
Oh, is it?
That's over.
They fired him already?
They fired him.
Yeah, well, yeah. Before they even got off the field. You fired him? Well,
no, I had him fired.
Yeah, yeah, but you know, it's funny that in the immediate aftermath of the Bears game, we're saying, whose fault is it, and pointing fingers. Fingers and bad decisions and bad execution. But you know what, Matt? In general, I think for the Bears to hang as they did with that team, yeah, maybe they could have won it. But I was surprised that they were as competitive as they were with Jay Cutler having nobody to throw the ball to.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And you also look at the defensive side of the ball. You know, Denver rushed for .170. I think they're a better team with Brock Osweiler playing quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
One, because he's healthy. And they're, you know, what they're doing now is they're running Gary Kubiak's offense. That's what it's supposed to look like. Quarterback under center a lot of bootleg, a lot of play action. Build off the run game, throw the ball in the middle of the field. I think he had over 200 yards, and both of his touchdowns came on middle of the field throws. And you kind of expect that in that offense also with the quarterback who doesn't have a ton of experience. So you build in route schemes that are high percentage throws. And they're not challenging. They're use play action, get a guy open the flat, tight end in the cross route, whatever it may be. But at the end of all that, the Bears only give up 17 points. I mean, that's enough. I mean, it was enough to win, but as a defensive player, you're saying, look, man, we give up 17. Even though we gave up a lot of yards and the quarterback moved the ball a little bit on us, we held them out of the end zone a couple times. That should be enough from a defensive perspective to win a football game. Not a football to offense. And I agree with you, Dan. You know, no Jeffrey, no Royal. I mean, I don't know how many times Royal's been out. I think Austin Jeffrey's only played 4.5 football games this year. Mm-hmm. And every single week, you start looking out there and say, who's he going to throw the football to? They didn't really get Martellus Bennett involved enough. And that Denver defense is nasty. They're nasty through the whistle, too. And you saw that yesterday with T.J. Ward. Some of those guys, and Talib in the past, Von Miller, that is a nasty defense. But they didn't move the ball enough. It just comes down again to that red zone execution. Because if you get the ball in the end zone instead of getting those field goals, you're talking about a different outcome. But I will agree with you on that, Dan. Overall, you look at the Bears' losses this year, the majority of them, they're a couple plays away. That's it. I mean, they're a couple plays away from being a completely different football team at this point of the season. And they're doing it without their top players.
I know people don't want to hear that. It sounds right. Like you're just sort of making excuses. But
yeah, you're not, though.
I'm not, because yeah. That's just what I see.
Right, and I agree. It is. And what a coach will say is, look, this is what we have in uniform. You still have to execute. And I agree with that. I mean, you look at the fourth down call that everyone wants to talk about. And, you know, I probably would have kicked the field goal there. But, you know, on the flip side, I understand what John Fox is saying, that maybe they don't get another opportunity to get down there and score again. And Denver took the route away. And that's just what happened. Denver played better on that play. I mean, that Bennett backside, they basically double-teamed the tight end, almost like a bracket coverage. You had another defender on the running back coming out of the back. There was nowhere to go with the ball. There wasn't. There really wasn't. You look at the two-point play. And the two-point play, there's a lot of discussion about that also. It's the same play they ran against San Diego in the Monday night game a couple weeks ago. The same exact play. The way I see it is a package play. A package play is a run-pass option. Okay, so you have a pass play built in with the running play. Jake Keller can hand it off, as he did in the inside zone, or he could throw the route scheme. The route scheme is a bunch route. It's a tight end quick to the flat. It's kind of a pick route. They guess wrong. It happens, right? It happens. The safety walked down, unlike in San Diego. In San Diego, they just hand it off, and you know Langford walks into the end zone. Great read. That's what you do in that situation. But in that one, I thought they should have thrown the football. Given the front that Denver showed, given that Ward was walked down on the edge, you should have thrown the football. They didn't. They didn't execute that play. So it's not that they didn't have opportunities. They were there to win that football game, just did not get it done.
Yeah, as a defensive player, you said, you know, yeah, you probably would have taken the points, Matt, but you can see why they did it. And I just, you know, I look at it and I wonder if I'm watching, you know, I don't have the benefit of watching the tape the next day on it,
But if I'm down there, and I didn't say anything at the time, so I'm not going to retroactively be mad about it, because I'm just thinking, I'm not sure you're ever going to get down there, because they are so quick, so good at covering you, and you don't have anybody that can just kind of run out and be in the open. You don't have that, and they're bracketing Martellus a lot. You had guys all over him. I mean, I do wonder if I'm ever getting down there again. If I have one play, if I have something up my sleeve, so one damn play to get in the end zone, I would be tempted to do the same damn thing.
Right, and because if you look at the entire flow of the football game, most of the big plays came when Cutler made plays in the pocket. You're stepping up, sliding, yep. getting outside the play, yep. extending the play so guys can get yep. open. You're going against the lead. Chris Harris is an excellent corner, one of the most underrated defensive backs in the NFL. They have good physical safeties. And even without Ware, they still have Von Miller. Now, they did a good job against Von Miller. He had one sack. It was a big play, obviously, mm-hmm. in the second half when he got around Leno. I think Jay could have got the ball a little quicker in that situation, but that defense is loaded at all three levels. And their linebackers are never talked about it. And that's understandable because of the edge rushers, because of the talent they have at cornerback. That's where the discussion usually goes. But these linebackers, look at Danny Trevathan, the interception he had against Jay Cutler. Not many linebackers make that play.
Yeah, that's just an athletic play that I don't think Cutler thought that he was going to get there that quickly.
I agree with that. Because it really plays out like two men. You got a safety over the top, so there should be a window in there, right? Because yep. you expect the wide receiver to get on top of the linebacker. You could stick it in there before the safety drives downhill and makes contact with the wide receiver. That was an excellent play, an athletic play, and that's really how Denver's built this football team. That's why they can continue winning games without Peyton Manning, with a younger quarterback in there, because they're so talented on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, you mentioned it, that they were a better team yesterday. I mean, you got to run the Gary Kubiak offense, and, you know, for a guy who hasn't really quarterbacked that much at all since he was in college, I mean, Osweiler kept his cool and did a pretty damn good job. I mean, you can't say, oh, yeah, he was lucky, or they, you know, we should have had him. No, not really. I mean, he acquitted himself very well.
He did. And, you know, the two big plays in that game, the first one, the crosser out to Demaryius Thomas, up in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
You know, as a free safety, I know Entrell Roll is not in there, but you can't stop your feet in the middle of the field.
That was awful.
You can't do that in high school. You cannot do that against Demaryius Thomas. That's you know, Thomas tag up the band when you do that. That's a touchdown every time. The second one, Osweiler did a great job of looking off the safety. The safety was so late breaking on the throw, and that's why I see this every week, guys. And I don't understand why defensive coordinators continue to run three deep coverage inside the deep red zone, because the free safety is a non-factor every single time. And if you're running cover three, you're telling your cornerback, which is Kyle Fuller in this situation, to play outside left, right? He's got the outside one-third. Yes, you got a hook player or a curl player underneath, but the quarterback can throw it over the top of him. There's a little window in there. Now you got your corner trying to squeeze a route inside from the outside shade, and your free safety is eliminated from the play. He's worthless. He might as well just stand there. Okay, because that's what that happens. Yeah, you see it a lot. It's happening in Seattle right now. You saw it last night. Carson Palmer throwing a post route against Cincinnati. Safety did not get over there. I just think that NFL defenses have to start to realize that free safety, you're wasting him in the middle of the field. And that's what the Bears did yesterday on that touchdown.
Do you think that the difficulty they had running the game, or running the ball, was due to individual struggles, a.k.a. talent problems, or do you think that this was any kind of scheme issue? Because it looked to me like they kept running the same stuff, and they must have seen something that told them that they thought this was going to be our best chance to stay on schedule, to stay in proper down and distance. But it just looked to me like blocks weren't made, and Langford looked really human for the first time.
He did, because I don't think they can get to the second level against those linebackers. If you go back when Green Bay played Denver that Sunday night game and watched the film there, Green Bay had the same issues. You have to be able to climb versus speed. And what I mean by that is, if you're running a zone scheme, that means your guard has to block down and get up or chip to the linebacker. Those linebackers flow fast. They flow real fast to the football. And a lot of times yesterday, I don't think they got to the second level. Again, you have to win one-on-one matchups up front. But, you know, if you want to play this move the ball against this Denver defense. You got to eliminate those linebackers. I don't think they did that enough.
They weren't able to set up anything. You know, I'm thinking that maybe I kept thinking Gase had an idea of like a long con here because I know
leading to something.
Yeah, exactly. That he's saying, okay, we're gonna bide our time here, and it's gonna look pretty ugly.
And
when we get the look we want, we're gonna strike, and that never came. It never happened, and it's possible he was setting that up, and just they didn't execute it, or they checked out of it. But I kept hoping that all of that hard work was going to pay off with something, and it didn't.
Yeah, I agree, and especially when you look at the field position they had throughout the football game when they got in the scoring position, you expected to see something. I'm not saying a new install, Dan, but something that they had studied off of film, a way to get a play over the top of this defense, or a way to create a throwing window inside the seam when you're
right,
you know, on the 35 to 20 yard line, kind of that shot zone there, where you can pick up a free play. And I don't like to use the term free play, but you know what I mean. A way to attack that defense because of what you see on tape. And I agree, it never came. It never came. They struggled offensively yesterday. As good as Adam Gase was against Greg Williams, I think he lost that battle yesterday against Denver's defense. I really did. But, you know, a lot of teams have.
I was going to say,
that's how it's going right now when you play against this defense. They're so fast and so talented. Those throwing windows might be there for a second, but they're not. That's why you look at Jay and the plays. Well, if we talk about the plays he made, were kind of, hey, routes are converting. I'm buying time. You got to come back to the football. Let's get open and try to move the sticks.
Yeah, I just think when, you know, you get these big games and all of a sudden, Matt, they seem like they matter. I don't know how much they really matter. We know the Bears aren't that good at this point.
Right.
But, you know, we've got this sort of bonus play. You know, it's like you get a little bonus play here from a team that just was no damn good at all or didn't look it. And then you run into this and your best wide receiver is gone again. I struggle with it because I don't know when he got hurt or if he was hurt in the game or he's hurt in practice again or whatever it was. But, you know, it's hard. I think it'd be hard for any really good team to play Denver without their best wide receiver.
Right, without their starting safety.
Yeah, that would be a tough thing to do against that defense.
No, I agree. But I'll tell you this. Like you said, if you look at the slate of NFL games yesterday, outside of the Sunday night game, I mean, the Bears-Broncos game was one of the best games of the day.
It was.
I mean, look at Green Bay and Minnesota. Green Bay pounded Minnesota. They physically
did
yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And that was important for that ball club. But overall, you look at the games, and you say, well, who are the competitive games? Who are the games I want to sit down and watch? If you're an NFL fan yesterday, you probably turned on the Bears-Broncos for a lot of the, you know, those early starts because it was a good football game. It wasn't pretty by any means, but it was a good football game. It was physical. I like that football game. And like you said, the Bears are just a couple of plays away. They are playing extremely hard. They're extremely well coached. But whenever you talk about a team that's a couple of plays away, usually what that translates to is you're a couple of players away. And I think that's an overwhelming story here.
Mm-hmm. So what do other players think when you have somebody like Jeffrey, where you always respect guys' professionalism and guys know their body, but we've had these conversations about so-called 100%ers. You know, whether it's Derrick Rose or anybody else, and you read the comments from Pernell McPhee, where he denies that he's got any injury at all. He doesn't want to hear it, and he clearly is hobbling out there. He's limping around after plays. He's getting reportedly getting ice on his leg after plays.
Right.
You know, when do teammates sort of say, "Hey, you know, look,
dude,
look who's down again,
dude"?
I mean, not even have to say it to him, but when they kind of look at each other like, "Man, guess he's not going again. Too bad."
Well, it does happen. There's no doubt about it. The defensive guys usually play. That's what they do. They usually play. And it's a little different because, you know.
I was going to make this an offense-defense thing. I didn't think he was going to go there with it.
No, it's true, though. I know what he's saying. Yeah. It's true.
Hear me out, Dan. Hear me out.
Okay.
He'll beat your ass if you don't.
Especially in the defensive line, there's usually a rotation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so guys can play. They might have a limited snap. They can still get on the field.
Right.
But as a wide receiver or as a corner, I mean, you're talking about premier skill positions. I mean, a lot of these guys are built so tight that if they have an issue that doesn't allow them to get the top speed, it's hard for them to play. It is. Because you're not getting their best from them. You know, if all of a sudden Jeffrey can't come out of his breaks, you might as well have another wide receiver in there. You know, if he can't get open, he can't separate, he can't run the routes you want him to because he's limited, especially a lower body injury. That's tough on those type of skill players. And it's usually the edge guy. It's wide receivers and corners. When they aren't perfect, they usually don't play. Now, an exception is a guy like Charles Woodson, who's played through everything. He's still playing great football. He's got, what, he's in his late 30s, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
Some guys can do that. Some guys can get through that. They can find a way to adjust their technique, or they can increase their depth. If you're a safety, if you're an offensive lineman or defensive lineman, you just say, you know what, this is a game of football. It's going to hurt regardless. I'm going to go out there and play. You know, I'll take a pain shot and go out there and play. But for those outside edge guys, you usually see those situations when they're not 100%, their game is very limited.
Yeah, you could see last week that he was gimping around and not able to get any separation and not really being out. So, I mean, I get it. I guess, you know, now that I think about it, I get what you're saying. He wasn't of much use last week. Chances are that he's hurt enough that he wouldn't have been of much use yesterday either.
Right, right. And there's certain plays that you look at and say, man, if Jeffrey's in there, it's a touchdown. You remember the ball that Jay threw down the left sideline of Langford, where he didn't locate the ball quick enough. It's not that he's not athletic enough. And this guy was a wide receiver early at Michigan State. He can make those plays. But if you put Jeffrey in that situation, I think it's 6 points every time, right? Mm-hmm. Those are the plays you miss. And like you're talking about, Dan, where could they create an explosive play? For example, we talked about the shots on 20, 35-yard line. That's where Oscar and Jeffrey makes a lot of money. Okay, is you throw the fade. You say, look, I don't care if it's Lee or Chris Harris. I got a healthy all-star in Jeffrey. I'm going to put this ball off and let him go make a play. It's going to be a 50-50 throw, and I'm betting that my guy can make the play. That's what you miss in gambling. Not.
Yeah, and sometimes, again, I wish in the running game, I was just confused as to how the running game was being game-planned. That can't you run over Kyle Long? Can't you just say, or even if you want to pull a guard around, I mean, at some point, what's the point of having that guy at right tackle? Not left tackle, right. At right tackle, if you can't just run right up his ass for 3 yards.
Right, or to say, look, well, we don't care if they know we're running the football, we're going to bring three tight ends in the game, we're going to stack the entire side of the field, and that's where we're going. We're going to try, we don't care if you know what's coming, we're going to do it anyways. You know, Arizona's like that a little bit. If you watch the Sunday night game last night, they will motion a wide receiver, it's usually Larry Fitzgerald, into the core of the formation and line him up in the hole, kind of like Joliet Catholic does. And they'll say, look, we're running the football right here. I dare you to stop us. They run people over. That's what they do. I mean, sometimes it's not that complicated. And maybe that's what the Bears need to do. They say, look, we're going to bring multiple tight ends in the field. We're going to line a guy, whether it's a fullback or an H-back type of tight end, right in the hole, and here's where we're going. I dare you to stop.
So, Bishop McNamara, you start the season with him and you end the season with him. But as we thought, that's just a traditionally good program.
Yeah, they beat us. They outplayed us. There's no question about it. I'd be shocked if they don't win the state championship. I think that's the only team in 3A that could have knocked us out. So I'll tell you what, guys. I loved coaching this season. I loved being with those kids. We had a great run. 11 wins, conference champs, Final Four team. And I haven't been in the locker room, you know, since I was in high school, that last game. And to see those young men crying, that was very hard for me. But there is no greater teaching tool in life, I'm convinced, than high school sports, especially high school football. And to be with those guys since July and to have this type of run, just an awesome experience for me. As I told you earlier in the year, getting back on the football field for me kind of filled a gap in my life, something I needed back, to be back on the grass. To teach the game again, be a part of the game. So, I'm so grateful for IC Catholic giving me the opportunity, our head coach, Bill Kreft. We had an outstanding football season. And we'll be back next year. And the funny thing about
it. I was going to say, you're not fired, are you? You're coming back.
No, I'm coming back. And week one next year, we play Bishop Mack. So, we're gonna have to play him again. And but they are a great team. Great team, well coached, Division I talent, and running back. They are big and tough. And I hope they do win the state title.
Well, I'm waiting for the head coaching offers to come rolling in here because
they should soon.
You know, you've had every chance to make a name for yourself. You've had the bully pulpit of this radio show to spread the word about the greatness.
The gospel.
And I'm thinking somebody, there's got to be some athletic director out there saying, wait a second, why don't we grab that guy and all of a sudden we're on to something here. That you're the next big thing, the flavor of the month.
Well, I'll tell you what, I would love to be a head coach in high school level someday, but I'm not ready for. I mean, I'm really not. I don't think I'm prepared enough. I need more time as an assistant coach to work with Bill Kreft, who I think is a special head coach for us. I need more time to understand how to manage a football team. It's one thing to talk about on the radio, talk about it with whoever, but until you're around those kids for 6 months and leading a football team and working through some adversity, being able to handle personnel, being able to talk with people in the institution. There's a lot that goes into that. Mm-hmm. It's a goal of mine in life, but I'm not ready for it just yet. I need more time. More time.
Well, I'm glad that, you know, congratulations on a great season. I'm glad the passion, I mean, the passion when you talk about football is something special, my friend. So I'm glad the season was special.
It was, and I loved it. I always remember it. I will.
All right.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Matt, take care.
Matt Bowen with Boers and Bernstein. Well, next, you know what we're going to do?
What are we going to do?
We're going to take phone calls on a Bears Monday. How's that sound to you? Appetizing, palatable, interesting?
I've been talking to people all day about it. They want to talk.
Here we go.
Here.
312-644-6767. That's next. Bears Monday gets going in earnest. We'll talk to Ernest on the score.
Broncos win. Sorry, Bears fans. The win streak ends at 2. Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show. Mornings 5 to 9. Yep, Bears lose to the Broncos. Keep it right here as we analyze how they lost this one. But hey, no time for tears. The Bears have a big Thanksgiving night date with the Green Bay Packers. Get ready for a divisional throwdown with us on Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score and 6-7ofthescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Why am I seeing the words drama, debate, and controversy surrounding Peyton Manning this morning? Because any debate what Denver should do with him was over after Brock Osweiler's first series against Chicago. The Broncos score and a living legends run in Denver might come to an end. Drama. It took two throws for Osweiler to prove he's a better option for the Broncos because neither one of those throws went to the other team. In fact, none of his throws did all day long. Denver wins, and if Peyton starts that game, they lose. Because you know he would have chucked a pick or four, just like you know he's going to put it on the ground. His backup did neither. Osweiler made this very easy for Denver. Play like that, and we may have seen the last of Peyton Manning there. Not with that defense, and not if they can run the football the way they did yesterday. They don't need a great quarterback, just one who's not terrible. No drama, no debate. Have a seat, Pate. I'm Jim Rome.
This year, avoid the holiday hassle and give a sports fan something they really want. Wall-to-wall sports action, world-famous wings, and countless taps. Give them a B-Dubs gift card. Easy to pick up in-store or online, and even easier to please your loved ones. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
If you have swollen legs, painful varicose veins, or unsightly spider veins, you may have vein disease, a medical condition that will get worse over time. So don't trust your legs to just any doctor. Trust the vein specialist at Chicago Vein Institute for excellence, experience, and education. They're offering a free vein screening on Thursday, December 10th. Call 888-810-7527 to schedule your free vein screening. That's 888-810-7527 or visit chicagoveininstitute.com.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
It's time to beat the clock at Woodfield Nissan. You don't need to wait for Black Friday to get special doorbuster pricing. Now through November 30th, get doorbuster pricing on many new Nissans. Woodfield Nissan knows what it takes to be the number one volume Nissan dealer in the Midwest. They have to offer their lowest Nissan prices. That's why now through November 30th, you can buy a 2015 Nissan Altima. Doorbuster price for just $15,995. Or a 2015 Nissan Sentra. Doorbuster price just $13,995. Or get 0% APR financing for 72 months on every new Nissan in stock. Every Nissan model now interest-free for 6 years. This is your chance to save big during the Black Friday sales event going on now at Woodfield Nissan at Higgins and Gulf, the Midwest number one volume Nissan dealer, 1 mile west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall. Save time and money and choose from nearly 1,000 Nissans at WoodfieldNissan.com.
Prices plus TTL. This is pre-driven stock number 35-1904A for Altima and P8340% plus 0% APR. $13.89 per month for 1,000 borrowed and is a dealer buy-down rate not to exceed $10,000 for qualified buyers.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Dave.
I want the brightest house on the block this holiday.
Well, you're in the right place because your neighborhood ace can help make it happen with a wide selection of the best and brightest holiday lights and decorations. We're talking traffic-stopping, head-turning.
Neighbor-topping?
Oh, yeah.
Hurry into Ace, your holiday connection for the right lights, including a 300-count Celebrations brand mini light set for $4.99 after $4 instant savings with your Ace Rewards card.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace Rewards members save instantly in-store. Offer valid November 25th through 29th at participating stores. Store stock only. Limit 2. See store for details.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven five-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
How has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 57 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Jennings reputation.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Scoreboard update.
Just past 2:30, and from the score update studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update. Jimmy Clausen cut by the Bears today. David Fales, your new number two.
Well, I think, you know, we had some interest in David, and you know, it was a decision we made organizationally to give him a look.
And because of that, Clausen had to go, and so the Bears now 4-6 with a short week ahead for John Fox and company. They'll be in Green Bay on Thanksgiving night. Brock Osweiler, nice performance against the Bears. He'll keep on going. A second start coming for the Broncos this week as they take on the New England Patriots. Bulls and Hawks are off. Bulls play in Portland Tuesday. Hawks are in San Jose on Wednesday. And Derrick Rose practice in full today. He is on track to start tomorrow night against the Blazers. College hoops tonight. Illinois playing host to Chicago State. That game in Springfield once again. We'll have that for you at 6:30 right here on the score. And that game will be followed by Monday Night Football in progress. It's the Bills and the Patriots. It's tonight. North Carolina fell from the top spot after getting upset at Northern Iowa this weekend. They fall all the way to ninth, and so the Tar Heels Yeah, a bad time for Northwestern to show up and take on the Tar Heels in Kansas City this evening. DePaul playing this afternoon. They just finished up the Paradise Jam down there in the Virgin Islands this afternoon. An 82-78 winner over Norfolk State. Billy Garrett Jr. with 22 points. Maui Classics underway. Vanderbilt 53-24 over St. John's there at halftime. First game of the tournament there. Indiana and Wake Forest later on this afternoon. Dave Roberts expected to be named the manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers. And the White Sox have just named Aaron Rowan a minor league instructor. Join 670 to the Scores, Dan Bernstein and Terry Bors for the Bud Light Who Needs To Tavern Tour, a special Wednesday edition at Deja Brew in Oak Lawns from 1 to 6.
It's like our second home.
Second home. It's going to be so nice.
Yeah, we do Deja Brew.
Come check out the broadcast. Score some Bud Light swag and enter for a chance to win a pair of Bulls tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. Sounds fun. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
And we've got Zach coming up in a few minutes here on Bors and Bernstein. You want to slip in one caller before we go to Zach? Because our guy is waiting here. He's our Bears guy.
Leo in Naperville, you're on the score. Hello, Leo.
Hey, guys. Well, I guess 11-5 is out the window. watching that game, I think, it was a classic Doug Buffon game. You know, his three keys, stop the run, rush the ball, pressure the quarterback. And I think ultimately those three things, the Broncos did better than we did. But tracking my evolution with this team, I found myself invested for the first time this season just because I knew they were playing a good team and I knew that they could compete with the team. But my three frustrations, and you guys have talked about it already, you didn't have the playmakers at wide receiver playing against them. You didn't have a competent defensive backfield, and the linebacking core was just god-awful. And the fact that we were only 2 points away from tying that team no professional linebackers was crazy.
Yep. Well, I mean, these guys can coach. He I don't want to talk to John Fox. I don't want to sit down with him and talk about his step-step-dad with as a Navy SEAL. I don't want to.
Which one of your dads was a Navy SEAL?
I don't want to do that, right. But in terms of getting a team ready and playing the game, I mean, I'm seeing it. It's not necessarily manifesting itself in victories, but I thought that's what he would do. You may think he's out of his mind, and he might be, and he doesn't ever have anything interesting to say. Okay.
Correct.
But in terms of getting a team ready and coaching him, I agree. What does he have?
They're doing a great job.
What does he have?
He's got a quarterback who can keep a play alive.
Mm-hmm.
He's got, apparently, in Dave Magazoo, a very solid offensive line coach, too. Because we talked all week about whether or not you're going to bring back Rasu, move Slauson back over. I know that they struggled. I don't know if this is loud Bears fans keeping them from hearing some of these calls, because Slauson, I think, alluded to communications issues. And I don't know if it's not knowing the call or not hearing it properly or not understanding it or some guys. So we don't know what the communication issues are. But either way, their protections, for the most part, were really good.
They were. I mean, it's against a really good team, and everything about it was good. You just got covered up by them, but your defense was okay against them. I mean, I know it was a kid making his first start, but that's a better offense than you are a defense. It should be. Should be.
And at least a third of your roster sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm Leo, I think that's where I'm at, and I'm still struggling to get to 8, and I'm scratching and clawing.
Yeah, I don't know about
it's
8.
It's a tough one.
I don't know about your 8.
I don't know.
All
right, Zach is coming up. Bors and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by The Home Loan Expert.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Dave.
I want the brightest house on the block this holiday.
Well, you're in the right place, because your neighborhood ace can help make it happen with a wide selection of the best and brightest holiday lights and decorations. We're talking traffic-stopping, head-turning.
Neighbor-topping?
Oh, yeah.
Hurry into Ace, your holiday connection for the right lights, including a 300-count Celebrations brand mini light set for $4.99 after $4 instant savings with your Ace Rewards card.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace Rewards members save instantly in-store. Offer valid November 25th through 29th at participating stores. Store stock only. Limit 2. See store for details.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven 5-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all.
Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the addiction rehab specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the addiction rehab specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. And then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
70 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
How long is it till the Bears report?
Zach Zaidman.
We like Zach and his effort.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
I think you can finally begin to get some of those takeaways.
Are you calling it?
Yeah, why not?
Over the middle, snagged out of the air by Fuller on the interception at the 40. Kyle Fuller takes it away.
Bears sideline reporter for WBBM.
This is the score, right?
No, it's News Radio 780 at 105.9.
Zach Zaidman.
Down here with cornerback Tracy Porter. What did John Fox tell you guys in this locker room?
Same thing I'm telling you. I mean, it was a bitter loss, tough loss. But, you know, we definitely have something good going here. You know, though we didn't win, but, you know, we have to put this behind us and move forward to Green Bay because they're not going to come in and take it lightly on us.
Zach Zaidman with Boers and Bernstein on
670 The Score.
The Head Zach is brought to you by Napleton's Arlington Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Ed Napleton, second to none since 1931.
Follow him on Twitter at Zach Zaidman. Hear him now on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. So that was Tracy Porter in the immediate aftermath. And now we have the not-so-immediate aftermath with guys being asked some questions about how this all went down and what it meant. What'd you learn today, Zach?
Well, let's get right to the end of the game before we go to Tracy Porter and the beginning, that first drive for the Broncos where they score that big touchdown. Let's start with the failed two-point conversion. Here's the veteran offensive lineman, Matt Slauson.
I don't exactly know what the problem was on that. Like I said, we aren't going to be able to review that, but everybody knows, not just that play, but all game long, the issue was lack of communication, lack of finish. So that is now corrected, and we are ready to move forward.
Now, we talked extensively Friday before the game, guys, about the change that the Bears were making on the offensive line with Hronis Grassou taking over at the center position. And what you just heard there is the veteran guard moving over from center. And clearly there was a communication error at the line of scrimmage on the two-point conversion try. The center on that play is the only player not firing off the ball.
Right.
Meaning the center was the guy who didn't get the call for whatever reason.
Did he not get the... Was it an actual... Was an how audible the call was? Did he not hear it or did he not know it? That's what I don't know.
Can't answer that question at this time. Now, Hronis Grassou had a bunch of reporters talking to him after yesterday's game, and here was Grassou when asked specifically about the two-point conversion in the locker room yesterday.
Yeah, it was a check play. It was a look fusion. You know, we just... You know, they're just, we just got to execute better. We got to, you know, play better. And, you know, just, it shouldn't come down to that two-point conversion. We had opportunities in that game to score a couple touchdowns, and we didn't. And, you know, all I could worry about is what the offensive line does. And that's, you know, we just got to, you know, keep playing better, keep getting better. And, you know, I'm really proud of the guys, the way we played out there. But just... You know, obviously we got to find a way to get better.
Now, everyone else on that play, including the rookie wide receiver Cameron Meredith, who doesn't get a lot of playing time, he lined up tight right on that play. They were lined up correctly. He was blocking, not route running. Martellus Bennett was moving as a decoy on that play. So there are a lot of people who think that Martellus Bennett wasn't in a run-blocking stance. The reason was he was playing the role of decoy to kind of pull defenders out of that middle bunch area,
right,
taking the attention away from the point of his attack with his stance in alignment. Now, keep in mind, if you go back to the two-point conversion try that the Bears successfully ran after the Zach Miller game-winning touchdown against the San Diego Chargers, it's the exact same play that they ran yesterday. The only difference being that the center was in a run-blocking stance, was able to push off the line of scrimmage, create a little bit of an opening, and bam, Jeremy Langford went in the same exact direction that he went yesterday and was able to score on the play. The problem yesterday was that the center was not in that stance for whatever reason and got pushed back, which blew up the play. It's that simple. That's what happened. And, you know, Slauson and the guys clearly talked about it today, the day after everything occurred. And hopefully there isn't, for whatever reason, no matter why that miscommunication occurred, you just can't have that going forward, because one little snafu like that blows up the play.
And the decision to go for it earlier on, was that what was that? Did anybody talk about the problem on that play in particular, Zach?
Well, that was one of those deals where the play wasn't successfully executed. You can argue whether or not it was the right decision to make,
yeah,
with 10 minutes to go. And, you know, that was John Fox deciding to do something he normally doesn't do in that situation. You know, I don't know what the analytics are in regards to that play, but clearly he felt comfortable that the Bears were in a position there, probably the best that they would get all game, at least his thinking at that point.
Yeah, you know what? I wasn't really mad at him at the time, so I'm not going to be mad at him. I was just wondering if there's something that happened there other than just the fact Denver's really good at defense.
They are very good defensively, and you're never going to get the head coach of the Bears to elaborate. You know his big deal on that kind of stuff. It's that, you know, no
one's everywhere.
No one has a monopoly on play calling the day after the game. So that's how he always answers those types of questions.
Even now, though he's the head coach. I mean,
I didn't really have a problem with it. I know others did, but I really didn't, even though it was nothing.
I get it. It's very hard to do revisionist history based on the number of variables that are involved in this, that if this, then that. And there's so much assumed that it's just easy to make mistakes and say, well, had he done this, the game would have unfolded exactly the same fashion, allowing himself and allowing the Bears all of the exact same opportunities, which is just factually false.
Correct. And as we always talk about these games, because the way most of these teams play now, you don't want to make a mistake in the NFL. You guys talked about it with Olin Krutz on Friday. The game is over-officiated. There isn't enough practice time to really play the kind of football that you saw back in the day. So what you're doing is you're putting your team in a position where if you commit fewer errors than your opponent, you're going to put yourself in an opportunity to win the game by making those 3 to 5 big plays in the game that need to be made. One of them that wasn't made was on the Broncos' first offensive drive and the miscommunication that occurred that allowed Demaryius Thomas to gallop in for an easy touchdown. Here's Tracy Porter taking ownership of that play with us earlier today.
That was a miscommunication in the secondary. You know, I take full responsibility for that. You know, I should have did a better job of communicating. You know, once Kyle came over, there was a miscommunication between us, but, you know, that was on me. So, you know, that should have been a play that I should have made. You know, it shouldn't have broke out, you know, into a touchdown. So,
was the miscommunication before the snap, or was it as they were pulled?
Well, it was a little bit of both. You know, before the snap, you know, there was a miscommunication on where we were supposed to be aligned, which, you know, like I said, I should have corrected. But once the play, once the ball was snapped, he kind of got jammed up and tangled up behind a different receiver, and he kind of got lost in a shuffle. And, you know, he was wide open. His quarterback, he's 7'12", so it wasn't hard to miss an open target like that.
When another team bunches their receivers, mm-hmm. What are some of the challenges on the defensive side to make sure that that everybody sees what they're?
I mean, if you can see from that play, the biggest thing is communication. After that is having proper leverage, knowing where your help is, you know, and after that is just playing ball. But the biggest thing is once they come out to the bunch is communicating to each other. You know, being in the place where you're supposed to be, and that didn't happen on that play, and they capitalized on it.
So there is a detailed explanation of what went wrong on that play where Thomas was able to score the touchdown.
That's really good stuff for
him.
It
is, yeah.
I didn't know that he was so thoughtful and detailed in explaining stuff like that. That's great. It's rare to get that from Halasol.
Yes.
Keep talking to him, I guess is what I'm saying.
We do. Good. But, you know, now, he was not around for the first. He was injured. The first time the Bears played the Packers. So that's something to keep in mind now that the Bears go to Green Bay, because he has been a big player for them defensively and allowed them to do some things in the secondary that's helped them out this season. They do have to fix the running game, because clearly on both sides of the ball, in my opinion, because you knew coming in what Denver would try to do in that game, and they were able to accomplish it successfully, even though coming into that game they had not run the ball effectively of late. Mm-hmm. So that's something to keep in mind. And then from an offensive standpoint, hopefully they get Matt Forte back on Thursday. He was mimicking game-like movements in pregame warm-ups yesterday at Soldier Field and looking very good doing it. So barring some sort of setback in practice tomorrow, I think you should expect to see Matt Forte on the field Thursday night against the Packers, and that would be a big deal for a variety of different reasons.
How about Alshon? That's what I'd like to see on the field, because that game gives me a little bit of the kind of that returning Zach when you're going up there. But I mean, yesterday you have him on the field. That could have been a different game. You just Cutler didn't have anybody to really throw the ball to.
Yeah, even though Marquise Wilson statistically ended up having a pretty good game. Yeah. But yeah, had the Bears practiced today, and it was one of those days where you know you're not going to practice a team after having played such a physical game yesterday against the Broncos. But you're still required to issue an injury report mm-hmm. because the Bears play on Thursday. So had they practiced today, Alshon Jeffrey, Matt Forte, and Pernell McPhee, who's also dealing with that knee injury and tried to give it a go yesterday, all those guys would have been limited at Bears practice today. The guys that would not have participated today in practice include Eddie Royal, who's still suffering from that knee injury. Martellus Bennett was listed on the injury report with ribs. Kadeem Carey is in the concussion protocol after the head injury yesterday.
No doubt.
And special teamer Sherrod Martin has a neck injury, so he would not have been able to participate as well.
And McPhee really gutted it out, and he went out of his way to say he's fine, there's no issues, but there's clearly issues. Like I have him pegged, Zach, and correct me if I'm wrong, would you be surprised the moment this season is over he goes in for one of those knee cleanups?
Yeah, they call it maintenance.
Maintenance, exactly. Yeah. Getting some work done.
Yes.
All right, well.
All right.
Zach, we appreciate it, as always, and look forward to your reports throughout the week. Now what's going to be odd, remind us, the way this works with a Thursday, is tomorrow like Thursday or is tomorrow like Wednesday?
Tomorrow is just the only real day of practice that the Bears are going to get, and unlike most weeks, they're not going to spend a lot of time reviewing what took place yesterday.
Okay.
You're kind of doing just specific corrections, and then you move forward. So they're already concentrating on the Packers. Then Wednesday, they'll bus up to Green Bay, and you know Thursday, it's go time. And here's my nugget tidbit for you.
Is it the David Fales stuff?
It is not the David Fales stuff. For those who don't know, David Fales has been promoted to the active roster because there was another team that apparently had interest in him. Jimmy Clausen has been waived to create room for Fales on the 53-man roster. 91 years ago today, Bears and Packers played at Wrigley Field. Frank Hanny and Walter Voss. One played for the Bears, other guy played for the Packers. They were the first players in NFL history to get ejected from a game because they fought one another.
thank you, Zach.
That's a nugget. Zach, see ya.
That is.
There goes Zach Zaidman, and now we invite you. It's Bears Monday. Be a part of it. 312-644-6767. We push these buttons, and we never know what's going to be on the other end.
Can't be sure.
You have the score.
Bears lose to the Broncos. What's going on? Jason Goff here from the Spiegel and Goff Show, middays 9-1. Yep, we're looking back at the game to find out what went wrong. But hey, no time to rest because the Bears have a big Thanksgiving night date with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. Uh-oh. Get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
If you have swollen legs, painful varicose veins, or unsightly spider veins, you may have vein disease, a medical condition that will get worse over time. So don't trust your legs to just any doctor. Trust the vein specialist at Chicago Vein Institute for excellence, experience, and education. They're offering a free vein screening on Thursday, December 10th. Call 888-810-7527 to schedule your free vein screening. That's 888-810-7527 or visit chicagoveininstitute.com.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, Chicagoland's home loan expert. These days, everyone's claiming to be an expert, but there's only one home loan expert. I get my clients lower rates, lower payments, and I can even help get rid of that PMI. And if I'm not doing your loan, you're not getting the best deal, plain and simple. Call me directly, 773-770-4727. That's 773-770-4727 or apply online at thehomeloanexpert.com. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven five-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency, and all.